At the same time that I'm on Piers Morgan, I get a whole other Matrix attack. And I'll set the stage for it. So last week, out of a clear blue sky, Elon Musk goes on Twitter and says that I'm a Fed. That's the tweet. Elon says he is a Fed. And so he's saying that what? I'm a federal informant, operative. I'm an asset of some variety. Elon Musk last week says Nick Fuentes is a Fed. And I reply and I say ratio. Ratio. And I ratio him. I get 100,000 likes on the tweet. He gets 10,000 likes. And I post a screenshot of that. Everyone is posting the screenshot. Elon Musk has 300 million followers on Twitter. I have 1 million. He calls me a Fed, the richest man in the world, one of the most famous men in the world, most followers on the platform, calls me a Fed. And I ratio him 10 to 1. And I said, well, that sort of speaks for itself. So keep in mind, there's one attack, the richest man in the world calling me a Fed. And it's not the first time. Candace Owens piles on as well. I ratio him. Today, this is the news. This is our second story. A think tank called the Network Contagion Research Institute, they publish a brand new report with original research, and they say that that ratio was fake. They say it was botted by bot farms from Nigeria and India and third world countries. So they said the ratio was fake. Now, I want to get into that report. We're going to work through the report, and we're going to talk about the organization that put it out. But first, I want to lay out the timeline, which is, think of this. It's a 1-2 punch. So first, Elon, one of the richest, most famous people in the entire world, calls me a Fed, which is totally unfair because I'm a live streamer. I have 1 million followers. He's got 300 million. He's got a net worth of $300 billion. He's friends with the president. I'm like a live streamer on Rumble. I'm not even on YouTube. I don't have a check mark on Twitter. And he's going out to his audience of millions. Oh, that guy's a Fed. No evidence, no proof. Makes the charge. The only thing I can do to defend myself is to reply and ratio and say, look, people don't agree with you. So then they come back in and say, oh, well, the ratios are fake too. So it's a two-pronged attack. You're a Fed and you're being artificially promoted. You're working with the government and you're botting all your engagement. So it's a layered matrix attack. I ratioed you. Well, the ratio's fake. So this is the report. This is from the New York Post. It's an exclusive in the New York Post. It says, quote, white supremacist Nick Fuentes doesn't seem to mind benefiting from bot farms in Pakistan, India, and Nigeria promoting his content, the Post has learned. A new analysis of the Holocaust-denying firebrand's tweets shows they are boosted online by a foreign army of bots, mostly originating in countries which want to destabilize the United States. Nigeria wants to destabilize. India wants to destabilize the United States. Fuentes' sudden apparent surge in popularity over the last year is faked based on algorithmic amplification powered by bot farms, according to Network Contagion Research Institute, a nonprofit that studies extremism on the internet. Fuentes is a Holocaust denier who describes Zionist Jews as enemies of the conservative movement. After the story published, Fuentes sent an abusive response not suitable to be printed in the Post. The NCRI report is gaining momentum in the online tech community, where one expert says that Fuentes is leading a bot army to go after Trump's Make America Great Again movement. Now, we're going to get into the actual report and then the organization that put it out. But first, let's talk about this article. So this article is from the New York Post, okay? The New York Post got the exclusive on this research. And what is the New York Post? because they got the research before anybody. If you Google it, this is a NY Post exclusive. So the NCRI gave this to them and they got first dibs. And NY Post puts out the story. NY Post is owned by News Corp, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch. Okay? Rupert Murdoch is a close personal friend of Benjamin Netanyahu. Did you know that? When Netanyahu visits London, it is Rupert Murdoch's condo that he stays in. Rupert Murdoch was a donor to Bibi Netanyahu's re-election campaign a few years ago after Netanyahu was kicked out of office. Rupert Murdoch is a virulent Zionist and supporter of Israel. As a consequence, all these properties, Fox News, Wall Street Journal, New York Post, they're all pro-Israel. Now, wouldn't you know, how did Piers Morgan get his start in media? Well, he got it at a Rupert Murdoch-owned publication in London, where Piers Morgan was at for a stint of around 10 years. Did you know that Piers Morgan's show, Uncensored, on News TV, came from a Murdoch-owned property? Piers Morgan Uncensored, that show debuted on a Murdoch-owned channel. Now, Piers Morgan would say, well, my show is independent. And that's true. Earlier this year, Piers Morgan took his show independent. It's no longer on News TV. Do you know that Rupert Murdoch is an investor in the now independent show? He has a commercial stake in the quote unquote independent venture. It's funny how this works. So before we even get into the actual evidence or lack thereof, let's rewind. Piers Morgan starts his show with a hit piece from the Free Press, which is run by Barry Weiss, this Israeli operative who got bought out by David Ellison, another pro-Israel operative. Piers Morgan himself is with Rupert Murdoch. And the New York Post is owned by Rupert Murdoch also. They got the exclusive on this report. And what do they write? Let's talk about the piece. So they call me a white supremacist, a Holocaust denier. I've described Zionist Jews as enemies of the conservative movement. So it's loaded up with this kind of language. And they specifically say, these are the claims made by the piece. They say that my popularity is fake. They don't say allegedly, they say it's fake. It's based on algorithmic amplification powered by bot farms. That's just an assertion, not allegedly, not speculated. They say all his popularity is fake. It's coming from bot farms. And they say bot farms in countries that want to destabilize America. And those countries are Nigeria, India, and Pakistan. Now, let's say for the sake of argument, that's true. Those are not countries that destabilize the United States. The countries that want to destabilize America are China, Russia, Iran, Cuba, not Nigeria, not India. Does Nigeria even have an intelligence service? It's sort of an oxymoron. Does India, does Pakistan, are they under, you know? But this is how they want to paint it. The Holocaust-denying firebrand who hates Jews. He's not popular at all. It's all fake by bot farms and America's enemies. Brought to you by Rupert Murdoch. Brought to you by the Matrix Times, by the Matrix Post, by the New York Post, okay? Now, that's the story, but I want to get into the report, and I'll read from the report specifically. This is what it says. This is from the executive summary of that report. This is from the Network Contagion Research Institute. It says, quote, Fuentes received dramatically higher early retweet velocity than any comparator, including Elon Musk, the platform's most followed user. Within the critical first 30 minutes, Fuentes routinely outperformed accounts with 10 to 100 times more followers. So their evidence is that I get more retweets in the first 30 minutes after I post something. That I have fans. I get more retweets, therefore it's all fake. It goes on. It says 92% of repeat early retweeters We're anonymous. And by anonymous, it means they don't use their real name or photo or location, and they don't have contact information. So in other words, if someone retweets a post and they don't have their real name, real face, their email, and their real address, it's an anonymous bot. They say 92% of the repeat early retweeters were anonymous, and the majority are openly or functionally single-purpose Groiper America First accounts whose primary activity is boosting Nick Fuentes and related fringe extremist messaging. And I read the entire report. It's like 20 pages. And that's it. That's literally the argument. Their evidence that all of my popularity is fake. And by the way, I am one of the biggest live streamers on Rumble by far. Huge live audience, huge replay audience. My clips go viral on Instagram every week. Millions of views, millions of likes. My tweets get millions of impressions, maybe 30, 50 million impressions per week. And I am widely talked about. And I don't know if you guys experience this, but I hear it from people I know. They say, oh, my old high school friends are sending your clips in a group chat. Oh, the people at my gym are playing your clips. Oh, I'm driving and I went into a parking lot and someone was playing your video sitting in their car in the parking lot. I hear this all the time and I get recognized everywhere. Every time I leave the house, it's like a 80% chance I get recognized. At the airport, at a restaurant, you know, in LA, in New York, everywhere I go, it's been like this, just anecdotally. This report says that's all fake. The New York Post says all the popularity's fake. All of that's fake. Instagram, Rumble, Twitter, the anecdotal stuff, it's all fake. And it's all being run by bot farms in countries that hate America. And their evidence for this is that I get a lot of retweets. Their evidence is that I have fans that retweet my content when I tweet it. Here's an alternative theory. They have notifications on. Here's an alternate theory. I have fans. Do you know how the internet works? Why might I have more retweets than Elon Musk? Well, let's see. Elon tweets about 10,000 times every day. Go on his Twitter. Does this guy even run Tesla anymore? Does he even have a job? Because all I see him doing is tweeting. He's tweeting 1,000 times every day. Of course he doesn't get a lot of retweets. He replies 1,000 times a day. And it's usually just like, yup. Yup. LOL. Agreed. Most of his tweets are just emojis or one or two words. So that's just how the internet works. Are you surprised that an internet live streamer with a cult-like following in politics has a more rabid and loyal following than some businessman that tweets 10,000 times per day, mostly inane nonsense, jacking himself off? It would go without saying. And by the way, I've been banned from everything. My audience follows me everywhere. When I got banned on YouTube, my audience followed me to DLive. When I got banned on DLive, they followed me onto Cozy. When I got, well, I didn't get banned on Cozy. When I got led onto Rumble, they followed me to Rumble. I was banned on Twitter for 3 years. When I came back, I got 300,000 followers in a month because my fans are extremely loyal. It's a cult-like following. And I say cult-like like a movie. Like Pulp Fiction has a cult-like following. I have a very strong, very fanatical base of supporters, obviously. Their evidence that it's a foreign bot farm is I get a lot of retweets because I have fans that make accounts and retweet my posts. I post maybe once, sometimes three times per day. And my fans retweet it, as well as other content similar to mine. And they claim that's a bot farm in Russia trying to destroy America and it's all fake. Okay. So that's the evidence. The evidence is I get retweets in the first 30 minutes. Now let's talk about the organization pushing the report because it's obvious what they're trying to do. This is all delegitimizing, discrediting. It's all part of a full spectrum attack. They attack me in every single way. When I didn't vote for Trump, they said I was a Democrat. When I criticized Israel, they said I was a Jew hater. When I criticized black people, they say I'm a racist. When I'm at January 6th, they say I'm a Fed. Elon calls me a Fed. And then when I ratio him, they say, well, the engagement's all fake. It's just a full spectrum attack like they do with Trump. Your crowd sizes aren't as big as you say they are. It's Russian hacking. You're not a real conservative. You're secretly in the pocket for Hillary Clinton. It's the same playbook, the full spectrum attack. Let's talk about where it originates, because this is important too. So this comes from the Network Contagion Research Institute. And that sounds very official. Network Contagion Research Institute. That sounds like an official acronym. You might remember them. This is the group that put out the report in the spring that says that Christ is King is anti-Semitic. Remember that? Do you remember back in spring when there was a research paper going around saying the Christian fundamentalists were weaponizing Christ as King to push anti-Semitism? This is the same people that did that. And I'll refresh your memory. It's founded by a man named Joel Finkelstein. His other employees, their names are Mendel Zecker, Zach Dahlberg, Alex Goldenberg, and Danit Finkelstein. This is the staff. This is the staff at Network Contagion Research Institute, which says all my engagement is fake. Finkelstein, Mendel Zecker, Dahlberg, Goldenberg, and Finkelstein again. Their partner organizations are the United Nations, the ADL, George Soros Open Society Foundation, and the Charles Koch Network. I'm not making that up. That's on their website. So Joel Finkelstein is the founder, and the partners are Soros Open Society, the ADL, and the UN. That is who has brought to you the totally unbiased, objective report that all my popularity is fake. Well, I guess the case is closed, right? Well, that settles that. The ADL and the United Nations and George Soros and Joel Finkelstein, a former partner of the ADL, they have determined that I'm not popular at all, and all my engagement is fake, and it's all bot farms, and none of that is real, and everyone still loves Israel. Oh, okay. Well, case closed. Enough said. It gets better. I want to read to you a report about this organization because there's more to the story. This is a report from Breakthrough News. It's actually a left-wing source, and they were also attacked by this same research institute because they were critical of Israel also. This is what they had to say. It says, quote, NCRI is based out of Rutgers Center for Critical Intelligence Studies, or CCIS, which has long been regarded as a front for the CIA. Okay? NCRI, this is the group that put out the paper, they are based at Rutgers, specifically their Center for Critical Intelligence Studies, and that's a front for the CIA. During the Cold War, get a load of this, the CIA conducted mind control experiments on Hungarian immigrants at Rutgers as part of its MKUltra program. So NCRI is based out of Rutgers, so is MKUltra, literally. The CIA also funded research at Rutgers and even stole research from students to use against the Soviet Union during the Cold War. The CIA and other government agencies openly recruit out of Rutgers. Job listings on the CCIS website show a litany of jobs for weapons manufacturers and the U.S. national security state. CCIS also receives grants from the Defense Intelligence Agency and has classes taught by the FBI and CIA agents. Okay? So this research institute, the people that are telling you that it's all a bot farm, here's our evidence that America's enemies are bot farming Nick Fuentes' Twitter. It's the ADL, Soros, and the UN. It's run by a former ADL fellow named Joel Finkelstein. And they operate out of Rutgers CCIS, Center for Critical Intelligence, and this Center for Critical Intelligence Studies, they're offering their students jobs as weapons manufacturers in the national security state. They contract with the Defense Intelligence Agency. They're running with the CIA and the FBI. This is who's pushing this report out. But wait, there's more. It gets better. The NCRI itself advises the Department of Homeland Security on how to identify threats, and its research is used and cited by government law enforcement agencies. NCRI also has ties to Israel. Its founder, Joel Finkelstein, was a fellow at the ADL, for example. One of its fellows, Alex Goldenberg, is the director of national intelligence at Narivance, a shadowy company owned by other NCRI founder Adam Sohn. The fact that there is crossover between their nonprofit research institute and this for-profit cyber intelligence firm makes it likely that it is all just one operation, which uses a private company for security contracts and a nonprofit side for innocuous partnerships with the UN and the ADL. The article goes on. It says, in 2022, the NCRI got a fifth of its funding from the Israel on Campus Coalition. In 2022, it got a fifth of its funding from Israel on Campus. Israel on Campus operates in the United States, but takes direction from the Israeli Ministry of Strategic Affairs. They also received donations from a group called Hetz for Israel, which Finkelstein is also a board member of as well. Joel Finkelstein and Adam Sohn, the co-founders, were summoned to the Israeli Knesset to report their findings to Israeli legislators at the Israeli-American Jewry Relations Caucus, an entire caucus dedicated to coordinating activities between Israel and Jews in America. Okay? This is who is telling everybody that I'm fake. So all of that is real. MKUltra, Rutgers, the DIA, the DHS, the FBI, the CIA, the Knesset, Israel on Campus, Joel Finkelstein, that's all real. These are the good guys telling the truth. These are the honest brokers telling the truth with data and research. They don't have an agenda. They're being objective. That's all authentic and organic. The 27-year-old live streamer on fucking Rumble.com, that's the fake, inorganic, AstroTurf narrative. Yeah, okay. And it's like I said at the very beginning, and Elon Musk started it out. So think about all the things that have happened today. Elon Musk calls me a Fed. I ratio him, and I get attacked by this shadowy research firm connected to U.S. and Israeli intelligence saying everything is fake. Then I go on Piers Morgan, a Rupert Murdoch property, and he's going to try and attack me on the Holocaust and Hitler, and you're a racist. Do you see what's going on here? Full spectrum matrix attack. And it's like I said throughout the whole year, this is what they do. When my message gets big and popular, when my show becomes larger than ever, this is when they start to play dirty. And I said this after Tucker Carlson specifically. I said, watch, after I blow up on Tucker Carlson, I'm just waiting for the next shoe to drop. I said, the next step is they're going to come at me with some coordinated bullshit. They're either going to kill me or it's going to be some narrative. I said, because that is the playbook. They can't win the argument. They never tell me I'm wrong. So they have to go and say, well, the audience is fake and you're fake. Your message is fake and it's not popular and you're not who you say you are. That's the strategy. And there's sort of a rich irony in there as well, which is I'm being called the Fed by Elon Musk, who is a defense contractor in his own right. What do you think SpaceX is? SpaceX, their bread and butter, is putting Starlink into outer space. And Starlink is the secret weapon of the U.S. military. You're a defense contractor. When Elon Musk brought Doge into the White House, do you think it's a coincidence that all those people came from Palantir? Elon brought Doge into the White House, and those were all PayPal mafia people. Those were a lot of Palantir people, Anduril people, OpenAI people, and those people brought Palantir with them. That's why at the Education Department, at the Treasury Department, at the Social Security Administration, they all now use Palantir because Elon brought his personnel in, specifically in the Department of War, and now it's all PayPal mafia types running the show there, giving the government contracts to Elon and his constellation of tech companies. Andreessen Horowitz and Palmer Luckey and Thiel and David Sachs and Musk. So it's a little rich. Elon Musk, number one defense contractor, number one spook, Palantir and Doge spook, calling me the Fed. That's ironic enough. Then I ratio this, I defeat the charge, and who comes in to take the wind out of my sails and declare the ratio fake? The literal feds. Rutgers University, aka MKUltra headquarters, prospective weapons manufacturers, and future national security state employees are doing research on how none of my audience is real. As they go to class taught by the CIA and the FBI and the reports constructed by the ADL and George Soros. And that's the matrix. And that's the world that we live in. I had somebody DM me today. They said, so what's this report about? I said, it looks like a cutout for the ADL. He's like, oh my gosh, you're right. Of course I'm right. It's on their website. You go to their website. It says our proud partners, Open Society, ADL, Koch Brothers, UN. It sounds like you're making it up, but that's what it is. So this is the state of the play. And I don't know what's going to come next. The problem is I just won't quit. The problem is they're pulling out all the stops and none of the usual stuff is working. The rigmarole with Piers Morgan today, the Fed accusation. And by the way, this is the last thing I'll say. Even on the Fed accusation, where did that come from? Do you want to know the exact and precise moment when people started calling me a Fed? I'll tell you. It was when Max Blumenthal's wife wrote an article to that effect in the Gray Zone in 2023. And many of you know this story already. But that is the first time people really started loudly and aggressively calling me a Fed. The charge was led by Anya Parimpol, Max Blumenthal's wife, at the Gray Zone. Do you know that Tucker Carlson collaborated on that hit piece? Tucker Carlson called up my dear friend Michelle Malkin and said, what do you know about Nick? What do you know about Nick and Kanye? What do you know about Nick and Trump? What do you know about this? He contributed to the hit piece. And once they published this hit piece in the Gray Zone, by the way, Max Blumenthal, look up his father. Max Blumenthal, everyone thinks he's based. He attacked David Irving for the SPLC. And his father, Sidney Blumenthal, was an intelligence mercenary for the Clintons. Sidney Blumenthal was like a Jeffrey Epstein type figure. He was like an intelligence mercenary. He ran his own private intelligence outfit for the Clinton family, for Bill and Hillary Clinton. That's Max Blumenthal's father, okay? Max Blumenthal is tight with Russia. He's tight with China. He's tight with Iran. Used to be tight with the SPLC. Hated David Irving. And it's Blumenthal's wife calling me a Fed. After they published the piece, they started to pay people to push it on Influenceable. They put up $100,000 for people to post the link to the article with the hashtag FedFuentes. And the whole thing was retaliation because I made Joe Kent lose his congressional race in 22. Joe Kent was a dear friend of Tucker Carlson. Joe Kent is a CIA officer. And I campaigned against him in 22. And because I made Joe Kent lose his race, Tucker was so enraged that he called up his other dear friend Blumenthal and they put out the hit on me to destroy my reputation. So Joe Ken is in the CIA. Tucker Carlson's dad ran Voice of America for the CIA, and Tucker is tight with Hungary and Russia. Max Blumenthal's dad, Sidney Blumenthal, ran an intelligence outfit for Bill and Hillary Clinton. He was in the SPLC, and he's tight with Russia, Iran, and China. They're all calling me a Fed. Now, Elon Musk, PayPal Mafia, is calling me a Fed. Tucker Carlson's father was also tight with Rupert Murdoch, employer of Piers, owner of New York Post, pushing this research from the Israeli intelligence CIA Research Institute run out of MKUltra headquarters. If you want to go really deep, that is the Matrix. These are the people calling me the spook. That's who's calling me the spook. And if you want to go one better, we could talk about Candace Owens. Candace Owens dogpiled. Elon Musk called me a Fed. She jumped in too. Who is her father-in-law? Her father-in-law is named Lord Farmer. He runs the Organization for Cooperation Between Jews and Christians in the UK, major booster for the Tories. And she was introduced to her husband by the jeweler of the British royal family. The family that makes the jewels for the literal British crown. That guy, the heir to that family, he's the one that introduced Candace Owens and her husband, son of Lord Farmer from the British House of. These are the people calling me this, but I'm the fake one. That's why they have to fight so hard against me. You want to know why everyone lies about me? You want to know why everyone's attacking me all the time with everything you can think of? That's why. So that's that. But we're going to move on. We're going to take a look at our super chats. I'm running out of steam. It's been a long day. Piers Morgan, long show. Matrix attack. One battle after another. Piers Morgan, hit piece. Fending off attacks.